Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you are like any of us, we feel like we are all trying to catch up with all the recent events. It feels like the last week or so has been a blur. A lot of exciting stuff going on. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth. It was
a very it was an eventful weekend, man. It really was. There was a lot of stuff. Just a lot of stuff went on.
It usually messes us up, too, when it's like, did that happen on Friday? Or
yeah.
Did that happen on Saturday? Or was that Sunday?
I know. I mean, there was just a lot of stuff went down this weekend. It was a very sportsy, newsy type weekend. So there's a lot to cover. Yesterday was a great sports day. Yesterday was
basketball.
Well, here's my thing. Yesterday was a sit, sit on your couch and watch a lot of ball, and that's what I did. I mean, listen, I got up, I went a couple places, you know, had a couple things to do.
Did you do your runs just to get them out the way?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I did some things in the morning, then I did some evening stuff. But, I mean, for the most part, I watched golf. I was going to get up and go, and then I was like, I don't know, man. I don't feel like I just want to chill Sunday, man. Mm-hmm. So I watched pretty much the whole round Sunday. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you know, I didn't watch a ton of Knicks Pacers just because it felt so out of hand early that it was like, okay, they're just gonna
I felt terrible for New York.
Yeah,
I just felt terrible for them. They were just, the medical tent was ugly for New York.
Yeah, they were struggling. Like, I mean, they did the best they could. They made it to where they did. It's a shame that, you know, you had the injuries and stuff like that that kind of took away from that series a little bit.
I hate looking at teams that overperform.
And Indiana's and, good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're very good.
And then
the shot lights out,
the
man.
Injury yeah, bug. Good. They're a good team. The injury bug comes back and gets them, man.
Them and Boston will be a score fest, man. I feel like they're a little bit not quite a diet Boston.
Uh-huh.
But it feels like they're a little bit of the same as Boston. Uh-huh. It's not as good. But if Porzingis can't play, I mean, there's real deal. I mean, that could be a for real series, man. So,
is it time for Tatum to take the next step, whatever that is?
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, what is that? Win the championship? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, kind of lead them to a title. But I will say, it capped off last night with my new favorite player. I mean, I'm all in with Anthony Edwards, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. I'm like, I like him. I'm rooting for him.
Like his attitude.
That's my guy.
Doggish.
Yeah, man.
You can tell it.
Well, that whole team, it just.
I think it comes off of Anthony Edwards, though.
Yes, I agree.
I think they picked up.
Because, I mean, the way Jaden McDaniels plays, the way Karl Anthony Towns plays now.
Naz Reid.
Rudy Gobert and Naz Reid are just the perfect.
Complimentary,
mm-hmm. you know, pieces there. It's, you know, Mike Conley's kind of the OG. That's past his prime, but he's still good enough to lead that team. And
as on as you are for Anthony Edwards, I am the exact opposite direction for Nikola Jokic.
Oh, same, makes me sick. Even though I did feel bad for him a little bit last night, for a second, until the post game, him and Jamal Murray both.
I didn't see the post game.
I was like, they're wearing down. Like Jokic looked, it was like, he's tired. But then they both got in the post game. The Nuggets coach, Jamal Murray, and Jokic all got in the post game. It was like, well, I mean, we won the title last year, and we played all those games. And then this year, we were just the hunted, and it was like, it was so tough, and it was like, y'all never win. The Nuggets, I'm convinced as I sit here today, that Nuggets team will never win another championship. They don't have it. Like, I mean, just to watch them, like, it was so hard this season. Like, they did that whole, like, everybody, we were getting everybody's best shot, and we played so many games, and we had to play. The coach was like, I mean, we had to play all 82 to get the 2 seed.
You know, it's like,
God, you.
You know what gets them on that? It's not even worth my energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something I have to acknowledge, and I really just acknowledge it and move on past it. Steve, I've been thinking this, and just like I said, just not even the energy, the sports energy to ever tweet about it, to say it out loud, to bring it to the radio. I watched Jokic win that championship. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched him go party. I watched him drink. I watched him play with the. I watched him do everything outside of basketball.
Yeah.
Right? I watched him come in. He's the heaviest person in the league, 380 pounds.
Yeah.
I have heard almost zero criticism of, hey, maybe you'd be better if you got in better shape.
Better shape, yeah.
Yeah. You never hear, like, this man gets to win or lose. And go do his thing. You know, and I'm like, he does not get MVP treatment.
Yeah.
Media treatment. At all.
And no, I disagree, Texter. You can say, Texter was like, I know what you're getting at. He said, wait till you hear LeBron press conference. If you play in 7 straight finals and you play in
Olympics.
And that, you know, and everything else, like, You get a pass to be like, man, I've played a lot of extra, you know, Edwards saying to Denver staff.
He was like, LeBron was like, yeah, I basically played an equivalent of 3 extra seasons in just playoffs alone. After 7 years of straight finals, I literally played 3 extra seasons in after 7 straight finals.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was a good weekend. Then you know, I took in the whole PGA yesterday, you know. It was fun, man. Listen, Louisville did a great job. It was really represented well, you know. I mean, the from the guy jumping in.
I'm glad the weather participated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, from the guy jumping in the pond to get to retrieve the ball in his underwear to a snake coming on the green yesterday and a guy from Shelbyville just walks out there and grabs it.
By the tail.
Yeah, and just takes it away. You know, it's like, it was 8th Street, my bad. But, okay, yeah. Mm. But, yes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, it felt like it almost had, and this is my plea for bringing it back. Mm-hmm. It almost had a Ryder Cup-ish feel. Like, it felt rowdy. And I'm like, I think golf needs that.
You say needs a little bit of extra outside energy.
Yeah. It needs. Look, everybody's like, 8th Street. But yeah, it felt rowdy. Well, my guy, it's a good texter. I'm just kidding with him. But he said, I'm talking recent. I'm like, well, LeBron is 40. Like,
almost. He's 40.
Jokic and Jamal Murray are fresh out the league. It's like, but I feel you. LeBron does pout too. But yeah, it was a great scene yesterday, man. I mean, big putts. Look, you come down to the wire. You get DeChambeau that comes all the way back. You know,
did he get pissed at the dude trying to take the kid's ball?
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. He threw the ball. The dude grabbed. He's like, no.
He's like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like,
give him the ball. Like, are you kidding me?
What are you doing?
But I mean, between that and just, it was just a great time, man. And I mean, it come down to the wire, you know, you got a winning putt there at the end. And it was like, this is awesome.
Derby City Steve says it felt rowdy after the arrest.
Yeah. And that probably helped too. You know, like you get all that going and.
Yeah, get a little element in there.
But that got forgot about so quick. Yep. I did like that. Mm-hmm. That didn't just feel like it dominated the weekend. It was kind of like, okay.
And he played well, so it was like, okay, he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he come back. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he wasn't as normal. I mean, he wasn't great. But it was like, okay, it wasn't bad. But here's my thing. Even without a ton of the sexier names, like it was like DeChambeau, people know, you know, I mean, and Xander Schauffele, people know. Like,
we all said it. Louisville's an event city, though.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm just talking your average golf fan like me, who's like, okay, it wasn't a ton of like, but I enjoyed kind of like, okay, there's a couple guys, you know, you'd heard of, but it was like, oh, okay, you kind of got to know some of these guys. And
yeah, who are these young guys? This Colin Morikawa guy, this Victor Hovland. Who are these dudes? Yeah,
it was like, oh, okay, this is cool.
How many times in your brain did you think about the edge of the green debate?
Enough.
It's all I thought about all weekend. But I will say,
and I was hanging with Jamie and his buddy, who like Jamie could have been like a D3 golfer. He's pretty decent, and his buddy was an excellent college golfer. And they kind of hyped me up. They were like, "You suck at putting, but Dad sucks at putting, to be honest with you. But you guys could both make the cut." And I was like, "Yeah, Marcus, I can." Like, yeah.
I will say, I did make this amendment over the weekend. I was like, I would have to make the amendment of, because Nick is right on one thing. I heard him and his dad talking about it, and they're both right on one thing. There's a couple of those holes that it would be a 3-foot putt, 4-foot putt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, if you could put it anywhere. So I guess if I was going to redo it, now I'm not redoing it and saying, okay, well, now you can't. But if I did, I would say you had to start where the fairway met.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your tee. Yeah, like you don't get to pick your tee. Yeah,
because as
that
angry,
changes it.
Because I will say, as I'm watching some of these PGA golfers miss these like 7-footers,
right,
and stuff, I wanted to be like, oh, but Nick would just hit him. He'd 4-putt it easy. But I am like, you could gain a lot on. Like, I do think Nick can hit 4-6-foot putts, mm-hmm. And there are 4 or 5 holes that would you know, you would get it.
That's one thing, though. Like, these, like, I will say this. Watching these guys, and, yeah, they missed a couple of, you know, like Steve was saying, like 6-foot, 7-foot putts. And you go, oh, man, how, you know, come on.
Yeah.
But that said, there's also these, like, 22-foot putts where they have to go through 2 different breaks in a hill. And they miss it. But they, but if you look at it,
they read it right.
It's like the exact right distance. It just missed like 6 inches to the left. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm like, that's the difference. Like, I would be Happy Gilmore in that thing all over the. So like to Steve's point, if the tee had to be at the fringe of the fairway, totally different ballgame. Totally different. I would be spraying and praying all over that thing.
Yeah, that's probably where my true amendment would have to come from. Now, maybe it wouldn't affect like guys like me and Nick, the level of me and Nick, but like if you had somebody like Jamie who was could have been a college golfer.
Right.
Okay, you've got to at least start from here. So, anyways.
I got up and I watched Arsenal-Everton.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. There was some Premier League action over the weekend. How'd that end?
Manchester City and
City was basically.
Who else were they playing?
Who was like kind of that had everyone's destiny in their hand? Was it Man City? Because I know I'm a very loose Arsenal fan, and I knew that I know that there was an outcome that had them winning.
Loose arse.
You can call me a loose Arsenal fan.
Where did your Arsenal fandom come from?
No, just like Steve and
What me?
Ents and Sofaro and everyone were like giving me like, you got to pick a team. And I was like, well, I think at the time they had like Mo Salah or something. And I was like, I recognize that name. And Arsenal has a cannon, which I think is kind of cool. So I'll root for Arsenal. And I've, you know, haven't really paid attention to them since. But
no, I was hardcore into Arsenal, like hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know you were. Yeah. That was your team.
Yeah, they had when I was in France. I had a guy named Thierry Henry.
I don't know what Chase is saying here, but it feels
I've heard
something.
That.
And yeah, and he
feels like he's angry about something you're saying, but.
Was it not
talking soccer?
Oh, okay. Man City had to drop points for Arsenal to win the league. That's right. Okay.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, had to drop points.
I don't know. I just Chase really butted in with that. It was very snobbish.
So. Oh, you see, he chases off. Chase chases off the Nickies and the Mavens.
I know.
With that,
yeah.
With that extra long text.
Oh, with the well, actually, soccer guy. Yeah.
He's like. I got to play. Okay. See, Steve, this is a thankless job, isn't it?
Okay.
If I showed you what the text line was
have you gotten yelled at about not talking about Roster. Noah Waterman? we talked about Waterman on Friday. Do you think in 2 hours we're probably going to get to Waterman? Okay, and the roster.
Y'all are so mean sometimes.
Yeah, we break our weekend down for a second.
Y'all are so mean sometimes.
Because I promise you, nobody will talk as much roster construction on this entire station or the station next to us as we will over the course of this show.
Y'all are so mean.
Can we just enjoy a segment of the weekend?
It is 21.
We all haven't really got to talk this weekend.
Golly.
We're going to talk Noah Waterman. We're pumped about Noah Waterman. And I'm going to piss Marcus off when I say it sounds like we're going to get another guy here soon. And I'm going to add him to the team. All right? So can we give us a second? Do we not work for you guys? Do we not work hard for you guys?
We haven't been talking about like
we don't talk
Star
derby.
Wars or span or we like talk, sandwiches. We've been talking about the NBA finals.
We've been comparing ranking pizzas. And
yeah, cereal. I was gonna say we've been talking some sports here.
Yeah, like we enjoy it. All right, and Marcus and I enjoy the NBA. We enjoy what's going on. Can we just give us a second.
At this guy. Where would you coach? Where would you do with the coach PK's last two scholarships?
He's only got one left.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought he only had one.
He's running away.
Okay. Now, with that being said, had a good day Saturday. Okay.
Is that when he committed?
Yeah, but I went with Coach Lieberman, which, by the way, word on the street is Holy Cross basketball might get better today.
Oh.
Word around a campfire.
Eyeball emojis. I went on a little... I can't call it a recruiting trip, can I? Can I call it a recruiting trip? Am I a private school snob now? I think I am.
Recon? You were just doing recon?
Yeah, recon.
Just doing some recon.
Yeah, but we had a good trip up to Cincinnati. Me and Lieberman, we took the kids. We enjoyed ourselves, and we went over to the aquarium. We were going to go to the zoo. It was really hot, and the kids were already like, we saw it.
You get,
so we were like, let's do the aquarium.
Good call.
So we
good
took call. Them to the
indoor cooler.
Yeah.
Good old Newport.
I
want
to
yeah.
go back up. I text my mother-in-law because she's a big zoo head. I was like, you want to go to the Cincinnati Zoo with me here soon because I want to go to the zoo. Mm-hmm. So I want to go see it. But man, we had a great time. We had a great time. Learned a lot, man. Learned mm-hmm. a lot talking to Lieberman. Just, man, that dude.
Yeah, he knows the stuff.
He knows
yeah,
stuff, he knows man. Stuff.
You see that.
Just when, and then when you hear him talking to other parents and stuff, and you see them when they're like, oh my God, like this dude is legit. So anyways, that was a great time, man. That was a great time.
Good Cincy trip.
And I got some good news on the way to Cincinnati. Because Noah Waterman did commit. He did commit. And we did add him
now
to the roster.
Now, who is Noah Waterman?
Noah Waterman from BYU. 6'11 center. He's the number 9. I heard Drew say this. I'm stealing this from Drew. The number 96 player in the country, according to KenPom, offensive. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that to put it in perspective, that would make him probably the highest on our team. Like, it's pretty legit. You know, a top 100 player offensively in the country. A lot of skill. Now, I will say this. Listening to everyone talk about Noah Waterman, and I am pumped, almost made me go Marcus Maben on everybody. I was like, I feel like we all just glossed right over Cason Pryor,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, was on campus this weekend.
Wait a minute. What?
He hadn't visited yet.
But he committed.
He committed.
Wait a minute. He committed before he came to visit? I mean, you would have to do a really good recruiting job to get somebody to commit before they even visit. Or
yeah.
convince them that we have what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, we convinced him somehow before. And
listen, we talked to him about our lineups and our yeah. rosters and the holes that we need filled.
I saw PK pulled the old Mark Pope move, picked him up at the airport. We call it the Mark Pope move, right? Isn't that the old
Pope maneuver? Yeah,
isn't that the old Pope move?
Yeah,
didn't he create it?
He licensed it.
Yeah, wasn't it him that we you know did
first
that
time,
innovative
first
thing
time ever?
Saw Peyton Siva and Coach Foy. Picking him up from the airport there. I like how
Florida.
PK brings Coach Foy, the strength coach. Mm. Have you met the strength coach yet? Or no. Have you seen him?
Yes.
He's the perfect strength coach. Just
no, you're wrong. Ray Ganong is the perfect strength coach. He can be number two.
Who's that?
I don't know, but I was gonna say Nicky Go.
Hmm.
Look, I was gonna say
get the deets.
First Ray Ganong, then anybody else.
Ranking didn't have dreads. But, you're right. He was like, ah!
When you think about Ranking with the chair over there, Steve, don't tell me that you can think of a better strength and conditioning coach.
Which, by the way, I played Let's in go. A league with his daughter's boyfriend, right?
Mm.
Absolute stud. Mm. I mean, stud. It was one of those teams that like I was playing on that it was like, I should be honest, team.
You were out.
I just knew the right people. And yeah. It's like, okay.
He's got to fill in. Yeah.
But he was incredible. So anyways, his daughter,
mm-hmm.
when you meet her, it was like, she was like, I'm actually, she said, I'm Coach Ganong's daughter or whatever. I was like, first, I told her this. I said, for some reason, I already knew that. I'm talking just beautiful, sure. beautiful. Yeah. But like big shoulders, just kind of. You know, she was feisty.
Without getting in any trouble, did you see that? Have you seen the picture going around with Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son? And then he has two sons, apparently, right? And apparently one of them grew up with him and the other one grew up with the mom. Mm. Have you seen that picture going
around? I have.
And it's like,
have you ever seen Brock Lesnar's daughter?
No.
You should look her up.
She looks just like
she is Brock Lesnar.
Right.
She is Brock Lesnar.
The female version.
Yeah, just with long white hair.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But man, you okay, but yeah, you get Waterman this weekend. Now you have one scholarship left.
Are we mad at Coach Kelsey for letting Noah Waterman commit too fast? And not letting Case and Pryor.
Yeah, let Case and Pryor kind of hang in there for a little bit.
He should get a little more conversation.
Yeah, it's like, no, but I mean, that you couldn't ask for a better tandem, man. Like, here's the thing. A week and a half ago, I would have taken any of the duo of Waterman, Frank Anselm, who we're going to talk about here soon, Waterman, Frank Anselm, Roots. I'd have taken any two of those. We got them all three, and Case and Pryor. Well, we don't have Anselm yet, but it seems like we're going to get Anselm.
You could do this for people who are listening to us. If you here's what's awesome about the conversation we're having. When Steve says tandem, when you type in Noah Waterman, you'll see how easy some of their looks are, right? Then you'll realize that you're looking at Khalifa on the team. Then when you go back and start looking at your Case and Pryor highlights, you start saying they can work together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, you have two 6'11s that are used to being out on the court with another 6'11. I will repeat this. Louisville fan, you have two 6'11 guys that are used to being on the court with a 6'11 guy. They're not like lane clogging guys. These are guys who are comfortable on the perimeter. Already on your roster.
Yeah.
And you added that over the last couple of days to your roster. That already had a top 5, top 10 transfer wing. Like, you sticking some dudes in here. And again, if the tea leaves are being read correctly, you're also going to add somebody that's very different from these guys. They're, you know, a guy who will clog the lane on defense. A guy like an energy. Okay, put it this way. Without sounding backhanded, it'll probably be the best garbage man kind of guy.
Yeah.
That you could ask for. That looks so painful. When he broke his hand.
Oh, yeah, it looks terrible.
Oh, God.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but that's what you added in the last couple of days. You listen, you did your roster. You made something out of your roster.
I mean, listen, it's one of those, like I said, it's easier for me to do this now that we talked about this the other day, now that there's not somebody just chomping at the bit to discredit the team constantly here in this building. But it's easier for me to go, okay, this is Louisville, though. We're not stupid. That's the tournament team. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is a tournament team. I'm making plans for the tournament next year. You know, like I said, like, they're, this is a good squad.
No, yeah, just mathematically, you say games played.
Yeah.
Listen, if you have a algorithm, Steve, an algorithm, your algorithm says head coaching experience, tournament. You know, tournaments.
Yeah,
tournaments won, head coaching experience. Tournaments won. You know, games played, experience, right? Tournament championship experience. You know.
Yeah.
Then you start going. What is it? Who's the Oakland A's? Moneyball.
Yeah.
If you moneyballed this team, the algorithm says 5 seed floor.
Yeah.
And I hate even doing that.
We're both squeamish about that. Yeah. I like to set it like, oh yeah, it's just a tournament team, even though I'm like, you know, it seems to be a lot better than that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I wouldn't do that because it's like there's always some.
There's always some element
that doesn't quite connect as fast and lineups and who. Here's the thing: the worst case scenario is one of my bigs don't like to rebound or something, and we got to get through rebounding issues earlier. So you know, just something like that.
Yeah,
or you know, something, some unforeseen issue. You know, start off shooting too many threes. You know,
I mean, you run into a little bit of a roster, you know, okay, you know, he's figuring that out. He's okay, what are you doing? Maybe Rain Smith is starting early in the year, but maybe we're much better with another guy, you know, or how much better is Roots in February or March? You know, is he a guy that you're like, oh man, he's really coming on, like this dude could play. You know, there's so much that can happen, but the better
your rosters get, the more potential you have for traffic jams, and you know, you'll have the guy who's dominating in practice, but maybe not, you know, not transition to the game. But I mean, every coach can do this too. Like every coach can say, "Hey, for us to be our best version of ourselves, we have to get this player playing better." And then, you know, before you know it, you say, "Okay, we're gonna have to go." You know, so there are gonna be some unforeseen things. But when you say algorithm, Moneyball analytics of your roster, it says, "Listen, it's gonna be easy for the national guys." Speaking of, coach is gonna be on with
John Rothstein.
When is that going to be?
This week.
Sometime this week.
Yep, sometime this week. Well, and to your point there, I mean, I saw yesterday it was Aaron Torres tweeted out and was like, we can't, I mean, he basically said, you know, we can't keep ignoring, like, this Louisville team's top 25. Like, I know it's hard to put them there just because they've been down so bad for 3 years now or whatever, but it's like, this is a top 25 team. Like, look aside, like, I mean, you put everything else aside and you're like, yeah, no, this team can do some damage there. I mean, and I think how he said it was, he was like, outside of Duke and Carolina, this Louisville roster is better than any other roster in the ACC. And it's like, it's hard to, you know, you take a glance, and I did a little bit last night through the ACC, and it's like, it's hard to disagree with that.
it's
pretty good.
Like I said, the only disservice is to put heavy expectations on it. That's the only disservice you could do,
right?
You know, but it's like,
but I'm gonna start though. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, now that the roster is pretty much together,
shape, yeah.
I mean, I'll say it on May 20th. I feel pretty confident saying I'm gonna start. I need a top six finish in the ACC in a tournament. I think that's very barring
extreme.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you know, you have one of those seasons where you lose three guys, and it's like, okay, we're not holding that against them. I mean, like,
New York nicked it up.
It's like, I mean, we got eyeballs. We can say, okay, there was extra stuff going on there. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that's crazy for Louisville fans to be thinking now.
I'll tell you what. Quick commercial break. 99 the Bill. Welcome back. Your name is Marcus Raymond. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, the phone lines are open. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. How many UK players did you watch this weekend?
Oh, my God. Every game.
Are you going to repeat what you said to me on the low?
Every game. I mean, it's one of those where it's just a double-edged sword. Because, like, I quietly am like, I get why. On one hand, it's like, okay, you're never going to have this many like players running around every game. But then on the other hand, I'm like, I also get why Kentucky fans are so mad at Calipari. Because, I mean, God, listen, the one night I watched PJ Washington, Shea Alexander going back and forth, you know, and Cason Wallace in there and stuff. And then the next night I'm watching Jamal Murray go on one end and Karl Anthony Towns on the other end. And it's just like, good God, man. Just, and they're like leading their teams. Like, it's not like, right. Oh, you know, they got a guy on the team, you know.
Right. Like, they're not role players.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, we're pumped and Jordan gets in. You know, Jordan comes off the bench. He has a good game, you know. Different ones, you know, we always liked. We loved Gorgie, and Gorgie started for a lot of, you know, he had a really good career.
Yeah, actually, right,
but,
right.
You know, but he never was a mega star, you know. And it's just like, you watch them and you're like, good night, dude. Every game. I'm like, I get why y'all were mad at Calipari.
Still, you got to get over it.
But I'm also pumped that caliber player will not be over there again. Whoa. Like, that was, it just reiterated to me. It was like,
you got to watch those games with people who are not like avid basketball fans.
We survived. That's what it felt like. It was like, we survived John Calipari at Kentucky.
Nikki, give me ACC coaches. Give me all the ACC basketball coaches. Okay.
All right.
Just, I want just a list. Right, and I'm gonna look at Steve, and I want to see your reaction. I just want you to superimpose, Coach Kelsey, across from this coach.
Okay,
I just, like I said, this is a natural exercise on the fly. You weren't prepared for this.
No, but I'm here for it.
You ready to go, yep. Nikki?
All right, we're gonna do this alphabetically.
And take your time because we want to see Steve's reaction to each one of them.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. BC, Earl Grant.
Okay.
Okay.
Coach Kelsey on one end. Are we at home or are we away?
Away.
Okay, we're going to be away. We're going to be in Boston College.
Yep.
Looking at Earl Grant over here.
Yep.
You're looking at, what's the big boy's name?
Post. Quentin Post.
Quentin Post. Okay, you're looking at Quentin Post.
Yeah.
Dealing with our 2 6-11s now.
Yeah, Coach Kelsey all day. Coach Kelsey all
day. Is it our roster, or are you just looking at our execution upstairs?
I'm looking at Coach Kelsey. I mean, and the roster, but I feel like this is the type of roster. I don't feel like we're going to have worse rosters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Coach Kelsey's going to bring in at least this caliber roster every year.
Right.
He did this on the fly.
Yeah, right.
You know,
first year. Yeah.
In a month and a half. He did this.
6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Hit the ground. And I thought you were going to say it. He told you when he'd have his roster done.
He said mid-May, we'll have the bulk of our roster. I mean, and he finished it.
On the 20th.
Yeah, or 20th or 21st, if we get Anselm. I do agree with what Blankenbaker said this morning. I do kind of think we'll add two more players.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we only got one scholarship left, I think we'll add two more. But I think one will come later, which might be a little backcourt help, too.
We'll just change the rules.
Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
Okay.
But yeah, Coach Kelsey.
Coach Kelsey.
And I feel pretty – I'll even add on to your segment
exercise
here. I feel pretty confident.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It would be – a confident meter would be high.
Yeah. Like I said, when you said that, I put my two bigs out there, and I'm like, yeah, we're gonna waste them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, newcomer to the ACC, Cal. California Golden Bears head coach Mark Madsen.
I was like,
pretty new head coach too.
Give me PTSD there.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry.
Why did you phrase it?
I know.
Why did you phrase new addition to the ACC Cal?
Yeah.
It's like, well, didn't you go to Arkansas?
I tried to change it to California.
Steve,
yeah.
I was doing the math in my head too. Yeah. Like,
my bad.
When did Arkansas get in the ACC?
It's like, here's a lot of switching going on. Like, maybe he is in the ACC. Okay. And
Mark Madsen is the coach for Cal?
Yes.
That Mark Madsen.
Mark Madsen is the coach for Cal.
Oh, God.
Stanford Mark Madsen.
One in the same.
Is the coach for Cal.
Wow. Big goofy.
Did you know
Mark
that?
No.
How the hell did you not know that,
Big
Steve?
Big goofy Mark Madsen. I know. He's like, he's our king.
Mad dog.
Mark Madsen's like the king of the whites.
The whites.
White's rule.
That's Madsen.
Wow.
Mark Mad Dog Madsen,
let me say,
is the head coach.
Pat Kelsey. by a long shot.
I'm going to go with Kelsey on this one. How long has he been the head coach?
He has been there since 2023.
Wasn't
so,
Cal butt last year, too? They were terrible.
I don't think they were very good.
But I do know they got a lot of NIL coming because they had that thing out in California where UCLA actually has to pay Cal a ton of money for going to the Big Ten. Because the California, because, you know, I know most people know this, but, like, UCLA is UC Los Angeles.
Yep.
You know, yep. You yeah, know, right. Like UC is yep. UC. You yep, know, right, so yep. You got UC Santa Barbara yep, is. So, but the region said, like, the since UCLA got this huge, massive deal, they left Cal, yep. That they owe Cal, like, quite a bit of money. So that's going to go pretty much their NIL.
Okay. They were 13-19 last year.
But yeah, they were
so
not good.
Not swell.
Okay.
13-19. I'm like, well, they had a pretty good year. I got to recalibrate. I got to recalibrate my brain.
No, I didn't.
It's like, not bad.
Like, wow, that's a pretty good season.
Not bad.
No, I'm not carrying that with me.
It's like, I went 12-4-8 the last 3 years. I'm like, 13. Okay, yeah.
Terrible.
PK.
I'll take this roster.
And I don't even know what Cal has, but it's better. It's not better than what I have.
Okay.
All right, Clemson Tigers, Brad Brunell.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Because this is one of the ones that I don't think is just super easy either way.
Mm-hmm. He has been there the second longest tenure of anybody in the ACC.
I'll be honest, and I might spoil some.
Third longest.
Of my later, quote-unquote, surprises.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the harder ones.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
Okay.
Because they got, like, Clemson got another good player today. I'm going to take PK. But
kind of coin flip.
This is tough. Yeah, yeah. This is tough.
The only reason that I won't bark you down, I'm like, y'all lost the QB.
Well, yeah, that's true. PK by 90.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you look, you were one of the bodies that,
yeah. That he maybe mine's just Clemson in general, but Brad Brownell, like, he gave Patino fits.
Listen, if you watch Clemson, you watch them pass, you watch how hard they play.
I think I'm whole by yeah, tournament listen, too, man.
Listen, man. That team, listen, they got screwed out of the tournament the year before last. They should have been in the tournament. I think the ACC got extremely – maybe your point's valid when they say Louisville was bad, so it messed up the ACC's credibility for a year. But that is besides – Clemson has been a good team the last 2 years. They were not a paper team. That pissed me off the year before last. They got into the tournament this year, yep. But they really got screwed, and I think that was
– Is it because Louisville beat them? Seriously?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But that was still a good team,
man. If they win that Louisville game, they're in the tournament. I think that Louisville game gave
the excuse
to right. go.
Yeah, but see, that
quad four.
That's what pissed me off because even leading up to the game, they were like, you know, I'm like, no, I'm like, anybody has eyeballs can see that team had depth, size.
Your boy from North Carolina State was with him, Middlebrooks. I'm like, they had some dudes that could play some basketball together. They passed well. Man, they had a good. So give him, like, you can coin flip him for me. You can give me a coin flip.
Well, and like this texter says, a career record of 58% winning percentage for Brownos. It's not great. It's what I say. I'm going PK.
Yeah, we're talking about him going to Clemson.
But and we're talking one game scenarios.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm not talking.
He had to build up that Clemson too. Like it wasn't just a hotbed. You know, like he had to raise some expectations back up to where it should be at Clemson. So I liked watching their team.
And I'm saying in a one game scenario. A one-game scenario in Clemson, that's one that I'm like, huh, that was tough. But I would go PK. Mm-hmm. I would truthfully go PK.
Okay.
I need to hit my ding. All right. All right, next up.
Not too hard.
Duke's John Shire.
This is a good one.
PK in the coaching matchup, but Shire.
PK in the coaching matchup. Shire. This is you took it right out of my mouth. Yep. PK in the coaching matchup, but Shire's gonna have the, like, to me,
and he's a good enough coach that that he can work his roster. He's not just like a terrible coach with a wonderful roster. Like, he still can coach. So yeah, he's a handful.
Yeah,
he's a handful. There would be no dropping of the heads if he.
So I'll call that one a draw, just because I'm like, I think PK could, if with equal, like, you might just have Cooper Flagg.
His superstar player is young.
But, listen, I'm not saying it's for sure. Like, I'm not saying, like, I don't feel insanely, but I'll go that one. I'll draw that one just until we start pulling the five-star. But I don't even know that their roster, I don't know, man. That one's a tough one. I'll draw that one, though, if you'll let me.
Fair enough.
I don't have a sounder for a draw.
Good.
So, sorry. All right.
Just flick your ding again.
whoa. Can we use a different verbiage there? Florida State's Leonard Hamilton, the longest tenured coach in the ACC.
I like.
He's falling off.
Yeah, I like PK now. If this had been three years ago,
or five
years ago, I might even went Leonard Hamilton. But
listen,
it feels like that fastball is.
Watched these last two teams. And, you know, that caller that joked around at me the other day is like, he just wanted me to kind of stew in the Kenny Payne thing.
Yeah.
I watched those teams, and I'm like, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Like, how was Leonard Hamilton even winning if that's his team, if that's how they went now?
Yeah, and maybe his
I'm like, those players was really, they must have been really, really good.
I know. Yeah, no, I'm very much that one. I would go PK. No.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, 3 years ago, I was convinced he's just OG, you know, fundamentally sound. He must have lost an assistant or something that was really important to the development.
Or just had a run. Mm-hmm. Scotty Barnes and guys like that, you know.
They had some big – well, the FBI said they had some guys, too, that were paid off really well.
Yeah.
What's the foreigner kid name?
Capicorva or whatever. Cabrica.
I almost
Balsa.
Said Balsa. Yeah, Balsa. Yeah. I almost said Casper's Kambala.
Yeah, whatever. Might as well be.
Yeah, right.
Didn't they kind of have a brand of just like.
Yeah, of all 7 foot threes.
7 foot athletic big dudes.
They have Vassar or whatever. It went lottery. I mean, yeah, like they had some dudes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Who's this dude?
Okay.
But so taking PK over.
Yeah, PK.
All right. Georgia Tech's Damon Stoudemire.
PK.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm gonna just let Damon Stoudemire kind of disrupt me. It's like, surely you're a point guard, you should be good.
All right.
yeah, point guard coaches I like. But yeah.
I think Charleston would have bust them this year.
And again, Charleston tournament, a coach who has run multiple conference championships. You have to go with right.
Stoudemire could end up being good, though. Like, I mean, for sure.
But still taking PK.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Stop right now. How many coaches have we went through?
I think six.
Mm-hmm.
Six coaches.
One, two, three, four.
Six coaches.
Five, six. Yeah.
And you had to go draw.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go draw on one.
Mm-hmm.
And Brownell is the only other
close.
It's the close one, right? But you still could, you could make an argument for taking the edge on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And a roster. And again, I'm going to keep on bringing in conference championship experience.
Yeah.
Multiple conference championship experience.
Yeah.
We're halfway through, you know, we're almost, we're not even halfway through the conference.
I know.
Right? And we're already, like I said, these aren't far-fetched, you know, conversations. You know what? Play out, because when we come back, we'll take on some more coaches.
Okay.
And again, we'll keep the phone lines open, keep the text lines open. Feel free to jump in here on them. But like I said, this is not malarkey. This is not blind Kool-Aid stuff. We're, you know, like we're saying, no, when we start talking about this with, if you want to have some expectations, if you want to start planning.
Yeah, where's he here, set?
Here's where you start making sense of it all. Rolling along on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.